This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Texas voters added 7 amendments to the state's constitution yesterday by wide margins of up to 70 points. Texas lawmakers send about 5 to 10 constitutional propositions to voters during each legislative session, which occurs every 2 years, and many race through the legislative process with little to no public debate. So that led a KUT listener to send in this question through our AT Explained project. The listener is Caroline Ring, and the question is read by Caroline Covington. No relation, by the way.
Can y'all explain why the 7 constitutional amendments had to be amendments? Why couldn't the legislature just pass regular laws?
Ben Philpott is KUT senior editor, and he has been looking into this question. How's it going, Ben?
Hey, pretty good.
What's the answer?
There are basically 2 tracks to this answer.
Okay.
One is politics, and one is kind of the mechanics of state law and the state constitution.
Let's start with the mechanics of it then.
Yeah. So, you know, if something is in the constitution, if you try to pass a law that goes against what's in the constitution, that's why it's unconstitutional.
Right.
So you have to, if you want to change the constitution, you have to do a constitutional amendment. Voters have to approve that. I talked to Hugh Brady over at the UT Law School. He heads up the legislative lawyering clinic there. He talked about how a lot of this, you've got to look back to that 1876 original Texas Constitution as to why you have to add things now here in 2017.
So the Texas Constitution, which was written in 1876 and has been amended regularly since then, prohibits a lot of the activity that voters were asked to authorize. So there, when it was written in 1876, there was a prohibition on gambling. And the Proposition 5, which would allow the sport teams to conduct raffles, and the Proposition 7, which permitted the credit unions to award random prizes, those are considered forms of gambling in Texas. And so the voters had to approve them, otherwise they would have been illegal.
What about the political reason behind all of these constitutional amendments we have in Texas every couple of years?
Yeah, so over the last few legislative sessions, you've sometimes seen the lawmakers specifically on things like transportation dollars and this large $2 billion program for water in the state, helping to shift water from one part of the state to the other, helping to build reservoirs to save up water for future droughts. Mm-hmm. Both of those things cost a lot of money, but instead of having the lawmakers appropriate that money through the regular channels of the budget process, they essentially said, no, you, the voters, we think this is really important, but you, the voters, you tell us that you agree with that by allowing us to do this. Now, for the water thing, also, they were asking to sell bonds. The original Constitution said you can't sell more than $200,000 worth of bonds.
Okay.
So this was a $2 billion bond project. They did have to ask. But again, it was something that you could have done through law, and they decided, no, let's make this something that the voters kind of rubber stamp it. And here's Hugh Brady again on that topic.
It is a way for the legislature to say, we didn't add to the debt that you must now pay off with taxes. You voted to tax yourself. And I think that's a pretty compelling argument for legislators to make when they're challenged at the Rotary Club or the Chamber of Commerce as to why state taxes are so high.
We're not going to be appropriating your money. It's the voters deciding.
Right.
It's democracy.
Right. And as we just heard from Hugh Brady, you know, this is a way for lawmakers to say, no, 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 I didn't raise your taxes. You raised your taxes.
All right. KUT senior editor Ben Philpott answering a question we received today through our AT Explained project. If you have a question you want answered, head on over to KUT.org where you can submit it. Ben, thanks for your time.
Thank you.